The House of Asterion. Of course, I do not lack for distractions. Sometimes I run like a charging ram through the halls of stone until I tumble dizzily to the ground. Sometimes I crouch in the shadow of a wellhead or at a corner in one of the corridors and pretend I'm being hunted. There are rooftops from which I can hurl myself until I'm bloody. I can pretend any time I like that I'm asleep and lie with my eyes closed and my breathing heavy. Sometimes I actually fall asleep. Sometimes, by the time I open my eyes, the color of the day has changed. But of all the games, the one I like best is pretending that there is another Asterion. I pretend that he has come to visit me, and I show him around the house. Bowing majestically, I say to him, "Now let us return to our previous intersection." Or, "Let us go this way now, out into another courtyard." Or, "I knew that you would like this rain gutter." Or, "Now you will see a cistern that is filled with sand." Or, "Now you will see how the cellar forks." Sometimes I make a mistake and the two of us have a good laugh over it. It is not just these games I have thought up. I have also thought a great deal about the house. Each part of the house occurs many times. Any particular place is another place. There's not one wellhead, one courtyard, one drinking trough, one manger. There are 14, an infinite number of mangers, drinking troughs, courtyards, wellheads. The house is as big as the world. Or rather, it is the world. Nevertheless, by making my way through every single courtyard with its wellhead and every single dusty gallery of gray stone, I have come out onto the street and seen the temple of the axes and the sea. That sight I did not understand until a night vision revealed to me that there are also 14, an infinite number of seas and temples. Everything exists many times, 14 times. But there are two things in the world that apparently exist but once. On high, the intricate sun, and below, Asterion. Perhaps I have created the stars and the sun and this huge house and no longer remember it.